In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer three questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Marilyn, it's Edward. I'm afraid I've got to cancel for the movie this evening. We've got an urgent situation at work, and I have to stay longer than I thought. I don't think I'll manage to get away in time to meet you at the theatre by 6:30 p.m. I'm really sorry about that, but I hope we can reschedule. I don't have anything planned for the next three evenings, or, if you want, we can wait until the weekend and go out for dinner before the film starts. Just text me anytime and let me know when you'll be free. I'll talk to you later.
Number 71. What is the main purpose of the call? Number 72. What does the speaker say he will do tonight? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following speech.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the going away party for the director of our web development department, Owen Tan. Mr. Tan contributed much to our organization in his time here, from the revamping of our public website to the implementation of various intranet tools. No doubt, everyone in the division will notice his absence. I know I will. This is a time for celebration, as Mr. Tan continues on as an executive at Fraser International, a world-class technology firm. Now, Mr. Tan is going to take the stage and share a few words with us.
Number 74. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 75. What does the speaker mean when she says,
I know I will?
Number 76. What will probably happen next? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Mr. Chang, this is Sarah calling to tell you that I'm going to be an hour late for work today. A pipe burst under my kitchen sink this morning, and there's water everywhere. Now I'm waiting for a maintenance worker to arrive and fix the plumbing. I don't think the repairs are going to take very long, but my appointment isn't scheduled until 9:15 a.m. I sincerely apologize, as I'll likely miss the daily staff meeting, but I'll drop by your office once I arrive to see if anything important was discussed. Thanks for understanding.
Number 77. Why is the speaker going to be tardy this morning? Number 78. What is mentioned about the meeting? Number 79. What does the speaker say she will do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we return to work, I want to discuss the convention that our organization is holding in June. I spent yesterday afternoon trying to book a venue for the event. Unfortunately, the facility where we held the convention last year, St. James Business Center, raised its rates. It now exceeds our budget. So I looked into more affordable places. The Monty Center and the Gateway Complex are both available for our desired dates. I know the venues aren't as centrally located as the St. James Business Center, but they're accessible by public transport. Ultimately, I think we should try one of these different locations this year. So that's the game plan.
Number 80. What did the speaker work on yesterday afternoon? Number 81. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"So that's the game plan"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer